Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Jim Work from Silverthorne Homes, Realtor Amy Kite, and Mr. Floor Igor Morak. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago.
Good morning, Chicago. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. I am David Hochberg, and we are freezing, and we have a full show ready for you. That's right. It's February in Chicago, and it's a little cold out. You know what? We're from Chicago, and we can handle it. First, we start the show with every weekend. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200 is the Mega Pros call and text line. I'm like fired up today. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. I'm just got spinning, Jeremy. I'm like all
awesome.
I'm all that's exercised.
Awesome. Yeah, nice.
I had a kind bar.
Okay.
I got Once Upon a Grill.
I can tell.
I got Once Upon a Grill in the for lunch. I got the corned beef sandwiches ready to go. Cool. We're going to spotlight the Highland Park Police Department, Chief Jogman and his fine team out there. So we are here to help you for the next 3 hours with any real estate challenge that you might have, questions, concerns, something that you thought you knew or didn't know, or your friend next door to you, or your next door neighbor, or somebody at work said that you should do it this way when you, or you Googled something. We're here to break through all those barriers. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. MegaPros Jeremy's in studio for MegaPros Joe because he's having a tequila for breakfast with some poached eggs overlooking some sea in Mexico. 312-981-7200. We're going to go around the horn. Joe Van Riet, welcome to the show. Thank you. Our listeners have been hearing Amy Kite all week, and you were scheduled next week, but Amy's father passed away, and you so graciously switched with her. So thank you for doing that at the last minute. Everybody's like, what the hell is going on here? Why is Jill on? And you recorded Amy. But her. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the Kite family, to Amy's family for the passing of her father. So thank you for agreeing to step in at the last minute here.
My pleasure.
What are you going to be talking about?
I'm going to be talking about the real estate market and how crazy it is right now. And if people didn't know it was crazy, it's crazy. So I'm going to tell people about it.
Yes. One of our listeners who called me to get pre-approved over the summer finally is in a position to get going.
Yes.
You put in an offer for him last weekend.
Yes.
And I put in the approval because the guy's bulletproof, right?
Yeah.
250 grand a year, 800 credit scores, 20%, he could put 30% down, but he wants to put 5% down because he wants to take the money to invest it into the house, which is phenomenal. Put it in there. I think you were putting in an offer at 450 or 350 or something like that.
We went over the asking price.
Right.
Yeah. And before we even got it in, there was 8 other offers in a 24-hour period. And we didn't win that one, but we ended up winning it. So,
oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh,
good.
Yes.
Nice
job. I got it.
Way to go.
Yes. Oh, so we're buying a house. I didn't even know.
The first deal fell through.
Oh,
and I kept in touch with the realtor, and she came right back to me. So
right.
We were the backup, and we won that one.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, because the first offer didn't have a Team Hochberg approval. So, Bad
bada bing, bada boom.
Right there. Yeah.
So that's great. Okay, so let's get rolling.
It's a deal. Closing in 6 weeks.
Oh, phenomenal. Yeah. Let's go. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
224-772-4086.
Jim Work, Silverthorne Home Builders. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, Dave.
You guys are semi-custom home builders that predominantly concentrate. You do a lot of the area, but you work with my buddy Johnny Cornish, who's a very sloppy eater. If you, I don't know if you've eaten with Johnny.
We eat a lot. Yeah,
I know.
That's a very
he's a mess when he eats. He's a great loan officer, good guy, but he's a slob. So when you eat, and I will get you Team Hochberg smocks kind of like when you go to the barber and it covers you. He talks and he eats and he spits.
He talks a lot, so yeah, it really gets in the way.
And he's not he's height challenged, so you know, so he's got that height thing going that he's got to feel like he's got to talk louder. But you do custom. I've been reading your commercials for the past 4 months now, and you do custom home building. Can you quickly explain what that is? I know we're going to dive into it a lot deeper during your segment in the show, but exactly what is that, and how should our listeners get a hold of you?
Yeah, for sure, Dave. So we're a semi-custom home builder around the Chicagoland area. We primarily focus on the western suburbs. We've got our own subdivisions and communities in places like Elgin, Hampshire, Genoa. We're going down to Plainfield and Shorewood right now. But we also do a lot of scattered site custom homes, and that's what a lot of people don't know. People fall in love with our homes at one of our model homes, but they really want to live in, you know, I grew up in Wheaton. Maybe they want to live in Naperville. Maybe they want to live in Wheaton, Glen Ellen, St. Charles. And that's what a lot of people don't understand visiting our website off the cuff, that you know we do homes out in those areas. So a lot of people don't think that's possible, but you know, not everybody's got $1.5 million for a new home. So if you've got, you know, like your buyer Jill just described, if you've got somebody like that wants to have a new home and pick out all the finishes, that's something that we can do, and it doesn't have to be in one of our communities. So we've expanded that business because there's just so many people that come into our model homes and just fall in love with our homes. You know, there's a lot of larger builders in Chicago that build some nice houses, but we give you a little bit more customization. We've got a big focus on technology. All your selections, all your communication is online. So
cool.
We try to do things a little bit differently than the typical builder.
And if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
They can reach out to me and my sales staff, 815-526-7735. Or visit our website, silverthornhomebuilders.com.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call and text line. It's cold out there, and it's, I like to call it Dykstra season. Dykstra Home Home Services season. Rich Dykstra is standing by, waiting for
anticipating
any calls that you might have if you're cold or whatever. He's standing by. We're gonna put his phone number out there continually throughout the show because it is 10 below zero, and it is February in Chicago. And you know what happens when we hit February in Chicago? We get below zero temperature.
Yeah. It's weird. Every year. It's really consistent.
It's a major shock, Igor. I know that you have that. We have Igor Marak in with us, the owner of Mr. Floor. This cold weather does really crazy things on our listeners' homes, especially the floors. Because you can hear creaking going on with that wind blowing through. Can you explain more?
Yeah, and for the record, Dave, I'm not...
Hang on 1 second. Something's not right with your microphone. So, Ash, try it again.
Now? Can you hear me?
There we go. Yeah, there we go. Sorry about that.
So, for the record, I'm not a sloppy eater. Just want to put that out.
No. Actually, you're a very clean eater. John
You've
Cornish.
Seen me. Yes.
John Cornish of Key Mortgage Home Site is a sloppy eater. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, this polar vortex, David, and you pointed out correctly, it really does a significant amount of damage, or can do a significant amount of damage to a home. And, you know, Jeremy, I'm sure, you know, you see it all the time as well. But, you know, specifically with wood floors, what happens is, you know, as the temperatures outside plummet, everybody's heating system just works and works and works, and what happens with that is that we dry out the humidity within the home. That falls to an unacceptable level, and then everything in the home starts to contract. So our phone starts ringing with, hey, you know, Mr. Floor, you know, we need your help. We have gaps in our floors. Our floors are contracting. You know, what's going on? And in many cases, it's just simply an environmental stability issue. So, you know, I know you're going to have Dykstra on, and I'm sure, you know, Rich can talk a little bit more about, you know, raising those relative humidity conditions within the home, but that's a critical piece to a properly functioning wood floor, is to maintain that relative humidity at an appropriate level. And we can assist with that, but you know, thermal hygrometers and other things, we could talk more about it you know, later on in the show. But there are specific things that can be done to make sure that your floors do not contract or over contract in the winter.
I love that word. Say it again.
Thermohygrometer?
Yeah.
Thermohygrometer.
Thermo.
You know, we're good with humidity in homes, but I've never heard that one.
No.
I have to tell you, so as part of my duties at Mr. Floor, I'm also a certified wood flooring inspector. So I'm in people's homes literally every single day trying to figure out what's going on with their floors, and we use thermohygrometers, moisture meters.
I love it.
A variety of different equipment.
I just bought a new stand to expand our green screen. Uh-huh. I don't even know what a thermohygrometer is, but Vanessa, if you're listening, buy me one. Because you're a certified what?
A certified wood flooring inspector.
You know what I am? I'm a certified dance instructor.
Nice. I believe it. I can't wait.
Can you demonstrate, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's not firing here. I had it all set up. Ash, could you come here for some reason? Because that joke now completely is screwed up because I had this fired up, ready to go, and it didn't play. 312-981-7200. MegaPros Joe. MegaPros is on the beach, and MegaPros Jeremy is in here. Can you fire Jeremy over there? This one over here, boom. Something's frozen. So we got Ashley right. in here.
Yeah.
847-658-8989.
Mega.
Are you, that should be your new. You
should, oh, wow. Jesus.
You should knock the old guy off there yeah. and go there.
We really should.
You
yeah.
should.
I get it.
What are you seeing?
Nothing really. I mean, I love the change of temperatures is always an interesting one. So your house does some crazy stuff. We got a fun topic to talk about as far as helping a customer on the radio show. So we'll address that later today.
All right. And let's go back. You're a certified what? Now that I have the board
yeah.
already
aligned. Oh, yeah.
Up,
yeah.
Do you have my joke? Go ahead.
Certified wood flooring inspector.
And I'm a certified dance instructor, as you know. Okay, there you go. See, it took about 45 seconds. It was a great joke.
Is that Thank song you. Applicable to my it's certification applicable. As well?
Absolutely. Sure.
Igor, yeah, okay. that's
Is that how you enter the home, Igor?
Not normally, but I may start.
You should. That song is, you could play that in any type of circumstance.
Anywhere.
Yep. And it just gives
works.
You
I love it.
A good feeling. I'm just so happy. I just keep doing it. 312-981-7200. I got to put a shout out to my orthodontics after the break. They're all standing around yeah. waiting for my shout out. They didn't think I had a radio show. They're like, no, you don't. I'm like, yeah, I do. 312-981-7200. They're like, no, you don't. I'm like tune just in wait. On Saturday. Just what wait. Do you think I'm doing my teeth for? I got to look yeah. good for the radio.
That doesn't make any sense.
312-981-7200. Not too many things out of my mouth make sense. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to throw it over to Igor coming out of the break talking about flooring and how you could protect your floors during these harsh, cold weathers over the next 6 weeks. 312-981-7200 is MegaPros call and text line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago and AM 720 WGN. Well, I hear you whispering
the words melt everywhere. Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. And I apologize. We had a texter saying, will you stop yelling? That's my bad. I had the levels too high. And they are now all perfect, so we will not sound like we are yelling. 312-981. Well,
you still might yell.
That's yeah, kind of normal okay. for you. Well, Dave,
that's okay. just the way that I communicate. 312-981. Yeah. I just speak loudly and
you
fast.
You get fired up.
Yeah, I get easily excited. 312. That was my CB handle name. Easily excited. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. The Dykstra Home Services phone number, if you're having trouble with your heat today, 800-421-3220. Do not put it off. Do not put it off. Do not put it off. Give them a call if you're having trouble with your heat. It's only going to get colder, and we're expecting 1 to 4 inches of snow, and you should not be cold. 800-421-3220. Mr. Floor, we got a text message here from one of our loyal listeners, 815. Would you please ask the floor guy, that would be you, Mr.
That's
Floor.
Me. Yeah.
What is the best cleaning product to use on a oak staircase? And I will just expand it. Does it matter what type of flooring, what type of wood it is? If it's oak, if it's cedar, is it, is there a difference with your floor cleaning product of the type of wood that's on the floor?
Not specifically, Dave. All of our products are designed to clean a specific surface. But if you have a wood floor, regardless of species, if people were to use the Mr. Floor cleaning product, which, by the way, they could purchase online at MrFloor.com, and don't forget to use the promo code WGN for a nice discount on your first order. But regardless, if it's an oak floor or maple floor, it really, really doesn't matter. Spray, wipe, it'll do a fantastic job.
312-981-7200 if you have any questions for our expert in studio. Catherine in Bloomingdale, you have a question for Mr. Floor.
Yes, hi. I have a problem with my wood floor expanding, like you were just talking about on the radio. It's on the first floor, and it's around the toilet area in the bathroom. So I didn't know if it was the toilet or if it was, the floor expanding like you were talking about, but it's open. You know, you could see the opening between the flooring.
So are you talking about the fact that it's actually like cupping, or is it, you can actually see the grooves or the lines between the boards?
You could see the lines, like it's opening, so.
Okay.
So the separation between the pieces of wood are expanding? Are,
yeah, they're getting bigger.
Can you take a picture and send it to the MegaPros call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200, so Igor can take a look at it? It's a lot easier that way.
Sure. I took a picture for a carpenter that I know. I was going to send it to him, but I didn't do that yet because this just started happening about a week now.
Yeah, when the temperatures have gone down, Igor. Well,
I'll also tell you that generally speaking, whenever we hear of anything going on around a toilet, you need to check the toilet.
Absolutely.
With our experience, it's either the toilet leaking or the wax ring has failed in some way. So, you know, we can certainly come out and put a moisture meter on the floor, and that'll tell us right away if we have excess moisture. We can read about an inch below the surface of the floor, so we can really see if that subfloor is wet. But generally speaking, again, if it's something that's recent and around the toilet, you definitely want to start checking that toilet.
And this is another perfect example of why men should sit when they urinate, especially at night. It's what I do. It's more comfortable. You got better aim. And you take pressure off your lower back, and it's less cleanup in the morning. I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying.
It's been only happening for a week, though. So
I'm just trying to help out. I'm a giver.
Maybe she had a lot of house guests. Catherine, did you have a lot of house guests recently?
No.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. All right, Catherine, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. Please send us pictures to the MegaPros phone, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. You could upload any photos with home improvement challenges or any questions that you would like asked to that number, and Igor will be able to take a peek at it. And Igor, we're going to send her a sample of your Mr. Floor cleaning product so she could clean her bathroom in the most effective way possible.
And the rest of her wood floors in the home. Absolutely.
All right, hang on, Catherine. All right, my friend? Don't move. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break here. But first, I've got to put a special shout out to all the staff at who don't believe I have a radio show. At Janssen Schwab Orthodontics in Northbrook, I call the building the Tooth Fairy building because there's like 14 dentists in there and a bank and a jeweler on the bottom because it's Northbrook and we need a jeweler at every corner. So Dr. Jensen's, Dr. Marita, Devin, Kim, Peggy, Amy, and Lena, I have a radio show. So there you go. And I want and
proof
and
positive.
Dr. Marita has a boat named Thank You Hochbergs. 312-981-7200 on the back. Thank You Hochbergs is what it says. It's about a 40-footer.
Is that all?
It's a beautiful boat with Thank You Hochbergs, and you understand why. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros contact line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I'm so excited.
Stop yelling, Dave.
I'm so excited. I'm blowing through the rejoins. 312-981.
Just breathe.
7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. 312-981. We're going to stick on floors here. Tell you what, let's go up here. Doug's from, we don't have where Doug's from. Where are you from, Doug?
Rock Falls, Illinois.
Rock Falls, Illinois. All right, you got a question about oak trim, and then we got some more callers that have questions for Mr. Floor. What's your question about putting trim up on a step?
Well, I've got a step that it's flooring is oak, and then I want to put this piece of trim, it's like 1 inch by an inch, like V-shaped, to over it. And my question is, I know that oak, and I've been practicing with it a little bit because I got an extra piece of flooring, to get a nail through it without splitting it. Or just get the nail in. I took the piece of floor and I drilled a 1/16 inch hole and I tried a 4D finishing nail and it bent. And then, but if I go any bigger than a 16th, then the nail just slides right through.
Jeremy?
Yeah, you could use a finer tip nail gun. It should work just fine, right? I say we
do it all the time in new homes. I'd borrow one, even
if you don't
in those
have
places
one.
Rent them now. I mean, it'd be $20.
I like the pre-drill idea, but yeah, my experience would say that the same thing would happen.
And you'll probably get a better finish in the end, honestly.
Yeah,
you
no
get
question.
A smaller
no.
hole.
I will tell you.
Hang on, Doug. Igor?
Yeah. So what we definitely recommend in a case like that, again, so depending on where you're nailing it, if you're going to nail it right into the grain, you will absolutely split it. That's typically where you do not want to nail it. But as Jeremy just mentioned, you absolutely need to pre-drill. I will tell you, 100 years ago, before pneumatic equipment was brought to the market for floor installation, we would literally drill a hole and then drop a nail, drill a hole, drop a nail. So drilling specifically oak, which is very, very dense, is absolutely a good idea. So use a finer nail, use a finishing nail as opposed to any kind of a more aggressive nail. Or if you can, try to screw the board down, actually. So instead of using a nail, which may split, if you use a screw and you go in, you know, fairly sort of at a low RPM, you should be able to drive that in there, and then you could just, you know, countersink it, fill it.
Yeah, there's a lot of great little trim screws out there. No, sure. That's a great
idea. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, Doug, how long is the piece that you're trying to fasten?
29 inches.
Could you glue that down?
I was just going to say, you can glue that.
Well, yeah, we were, and it actually has been glued down, and it didn't stay, and that's why I'm thinking that we need to put a nail in it.
You know what? Do this. Get yourself a good urethane adhesive, which is malleable, so it'll actually grab that piece of wood. And the reason it didn't stay is because the wood is expanding and contracting seasonally. So if you get yourself a urethane adhesive, just put a little bit of that on the back. Use a little bit of blue tape to hold it down until that adhesive grabs. Give it about 3-4 hours. Remove the blue tape, and you should be good to go.
Another option is buy another house, Doug. 312-981-7200. Hang on. We're going to send you Mr. Floor cleaning product. That's my...
Wow.
That's what I do.
Just for a 29-piece of small trim.
Jeremy, people that aren't as handy as I am, which I'm not,
you'll just
buy houses. 312-981-7200.
Big pockets. Big pockets, Dave.
Well, I know how to finance things. 312-981-7200. I know a guy. Michael in Arlington Heights. Floor question for Mr. Floor.
Yes, hi. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. So we bought a house up in the Upper Peninsula, and I have no idea about hardwood flooring, so that's why I'm calling. We got lucky, and there was carpeting there, but all underneath was good hardwood floor. In a couple rooms where we removed the rugs, the carpeting, the adhesive from the carpeting has stuck down onto the floor, and I don't know the best way to get it off.
Buy another house. Go ahead. See, it solves every problem.
Whatever you do, do not listen to David's recommendation.
Okay, but hold on. The UP of Michigan, right? So you're way north, correct?
Way north, yeah.
Are you by Leland up there or further north than Leland?
Further north. We're in Lorium, the tip of the peninsula.
So he's close to Canada, yes, which I just want to give our listeners that don't know what the UP stands for. It's way the heck up there.
Upper Peninsula.
Absolutely. I mean, you're as close to Canada as you're going to get other than being in Maine.
So you know what we love about the Upper Peninsula, other than the people and it's just beautiful up there? We harvest all of our lumber from the Upper Peninsula.
Oh, really?
So when we install flooring in the Chicagoland area, 99% of all the lumber that we're bringing in comes from the UP. Why? Because it grows very slowly. It's a much more dense wood, and we like the durability component that we get out of our northern materials. That's what it's referred to.
So, how do you clean schmutz off, like glue and tacky stuff from the bottom of carpets that have been there for years?
Yeah. So you have to be very careful. So most likely, what you have up there is white oak. That's the predominant species that grows there. And if it's coated with a urethane coating, anything that you use that's aggressive, that's going to remove that adhesive, will also remove the coating. So you have to be very, very careful. You could try products like Goof Off or Goo Gone, but you know, go easy with it. Don't scrub it because you will absolutely damage the coating. But I would start with that. And if that doesn't work, you may need to contact a local flooring contractor to come in and maybe, you know, screen it or potentially even sand it off and just reapply the coatings for you.
What about Murphy's oil?
You know, Mr. Floor is not a huge fan of Murphy's oil, to be perfectly honest. All Murphy's oil is going to do is just going to coat over that adhesive, and it's going to make it even harder for you to remove.
It's make it sticky.
It's going to make it sticky. It's going to make it it's just going to leave a residue and a haze on top of it. It's just going to make it harder for you to remove.
What about sanding over it?
Okay.
And just refinishing it out?
Yeah, that may be what he is going to wind up doing. You know, okay. He may try it himself if it's a small area. If it's the whole floor, he's going to need a local contractor to come in and do that for him.
All right, Mike, hang tight. Michael, hang tight. Great question. We're going to have our team on the other side of the in the production booth pick you up and send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product so you could try it on those floors up in the UP. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I'm going to throw one out to here. I think, Jill, you should get involved in this one. Joanne, you got a question from Lake Zurich about renting a home?
Correct. Well, it's not a home. It's an apartment that I have, and I think I'm going to have to be renting it soon. I think the current tenant is moving out. But I'm just a little concerned now with COVID, not so far as, like, showing the apartment or what have you, but any kind of, like, can I, like, include, other than the security deposit, like, maybe an additional month of rent should the tenant, you know, lose their job because of COVID or whatever, just because things right now are just so financially unstable. I'm just so concerned about having to rent it again and then getting stuck with a tenant that can't pay his rent. And I know nothing is guaranteed, so I wonder if you had any recommendations.
Jill?
I wouldn't add any extra, you know, clauses based on COVID to the rental agreement. I would just probably do your standard security deposit. A lot of people do a first month's rent and last month's rent, and that gives you some extra assurance. So that first month's, last month's plus security is a lot of money, a lot of cash for someone to come up with. So really, I would just say, you know, a lease is pretty airtight. It's a legally binding contract. So I would probably just stick with that security deposit and the first month's rent, and you should be safe.
But actually word it like that, security deposit and first month rent?
Yes, so that's pretty standard.
Can't be used towards rent. They can only be used towards damage and what have you.
Right, right.
Okay.
So and that's pretty standard. And some people do throw in the last month's rent too, but that actually turns off a lot of people because it is such a large amount of cash, money, right, to put up front.
Very good.
But keeping in communication too with your tenant and just expressing any concerns, you know, getting to know them a bit before you sign the lease. And you'll probably have, as long as you have communication, should something happen, you know, at least you're aware. But that legally binding lease will save you.
Okay. Can I ask the flooring question while I have you guys on the phone?
Sure, quick. We got to hit a break, though. But go ahead, Joanne.
You keep talking about not using water on hardwood floors. Why is that bad just to use plain water to clean the floors?
Because when most people use water on the floor, they're actually oversaturating the floor. So a bucket and a mop is absolutely the worst thing you can do. I mean, that's the surest way to ruin a wood floor. That's why we package our product, our cleaning product, in a spray bottle. So you do a light mist and you just wipe it with a microfiber mop, a dry microfiber mop, and you're done. Mm-hmm. So there's no way to flood a floor out of a spray bottle. So limiting the amount of water is absolutely critical.
All right, hang on, Joanne. I'm going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, and all of our listeners could go to MrFloor.com, type in promo code WGN, and they'll get a discount off their first order.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We have Mary from the suburbs, which is kind of a gigantic area, so maybe we can find out what suburb Mary.
Suburbs of Chicago, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess. Maybe it's a suburb of Iowa. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call and text line. 312-981-7200. We kind of didn't talk about what the topic you want to talk about, which we have another 2 hours left about hazy floors, but I think we kind of addressed it with that last caller. How come you talk about not putting wood? And there was another texter that we had here, which was great. She said that my new cleaning service said that they use vinegar and water for the floors. I almost started laughing.
Yeah.
Okay. I showed her my new Mr. Floor cleaning and made sure that she used it on my floors.
That's
so
great. Thank you, 773. We really appreciate that.
Because if you did, Joe Hogel, who's sitting enjoying a tequila with some poached eggs and I'm sure some turkey bacon because he's very concerned about his cholesterol down in Mexico right now. And Jill's laughing because she knows that's not happening. She's probably got half a pig sitting there just eating it right out of the pig. If you are going to be talking about that, which you have talked about it for years on the show, water gets underneath, excessive water damages your floors, it's not good.
I'm going to give you another word that you're going to love.
Oh, great. I can't wait.
Ready? Brace. So wood floors, actually any wood, is hygroscopic.
There you go.
He
knows those four-syllable words.
Yes, he does. Going.
So what does that mean? So hygroscopic means that the wood flooring will actually absorb and release moisture either from the environment that it lives in or from exposure to water. So the previous caller said, why can't I just use plain water? Why would that hurt my floor? Well, because you're going to take a mop, and even if you wring that thing out and you're going to go over the wood floor, you're going to leave excess moisture, excess water on the surface. Well, that wood floor is going to want to absorb that. And as we know, when it absorbs it, it expands. And when it expands, it could potentially cause damage to the wood. It could actually collapse on a cellular level the actual wood structure. It could delaminate the polyurethane. It could discolor the floors. A variety of different things. So we never recommend a bucket of water and a mop. We don't recommend, you know, Murphy's oil or any products that will leave any sort of waxy surface behind, or you know, tout that they're going to leave your floor shiny. Because what happens with that is that you're going to create a haze. Okay, and our phones have been ringing off the hook, you know, probably for the last month already. Why are my floors looking so hazy? So what's happening is you're bringing in salt and other contaminants from the street. You're depositing that on your wood floor. You're using basically products that encapsulate all of that debris and all of that salt into the floor. And, you know, it looks dirty, so then you want to use more of it. And then you keep cleaning and keep layering and layering and cleaning, and then you wind up with a complete mess on your floor. So, you know, we see that on a regular basis. So, again, we strongly recommend Mr. Floor cleaning products. Go to MrFloor.com. Use the promo code WGN. We ship it nationally, so if people are listening outside the Chicagoland area, it's not a problem. We'll ship it to you. But it really does a fantastic job removing all of that salt, removing all of that debris, removing all of that haze, breaking through it, and allowing your floors to function properly.
And the phone and that website one more time?
Yeah, it's www.mrfloor.com. That's mrfloor.com. Or you could just give us a call directly at 847-674-7500.
312-981-7200. We're going to go to Mary in the suburbs. Got a question for both of us, Jill. Go ahead, Mary.
Hey, so we own our house. We paid off our mortgage. And we're in our mid-60s and 70s. So we made the home like a two-flat, okay? So we have a walkout basement. So my husband and I live downstairs. And my daughter and son-in-law want to buy the house. But we would work out a contract or whatever, we would live in the house and like we have in the bottom floor.
Okay.
So what is the best way to go about moving forward? Like what do we do so that everybody benefits, that it's legal and safe and blah, blah, blah.
So you want to sell your house to your daughter? All of you are living collectively in the same house?
Correct.
Okay, and you just want to get the proceeds and your daughter take over the mortgage, right?
Well, we don't have a mortgage.
Right.
It off.
Right, but if
they want to get a mortgage, right?
So you could get the money, right? So how much is your house worth, ballpark?
Probably $450,000.
Are you going to give them a gift of equity to buy the home, or are you just going to want all $450,000 and they're going to bring in their own money for the down payment?
Well, I guess it depends. It would depend, but that's a possibility to give them a gift equity.
All right, you give them a gift of equity at 20%, they run with the $360,000 mortgage, right, Jill? It's really that simple. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't need a realtor involved here. You just need an attorney that writes up the papers. I would do an appraisal, right, to make sure.
You did.
Okay, so you know that the house is worth $450,000. Listen, they could get away with 10% down for $45,000. They could get away with 5% down with 27.5 if they are qualified to buy that house and get financing.
I mean their credit score is like 780 or 800.
Well, that's good.
They're
How about their jobs?
Both of them are working.
All right, so they have income. And so So what you do is you call Dave Schluter, okay? And you basically tell Dave that you want to do a family transaction. It's a very simple transaction. We do hundreds of these a year. Okay, you write up a purchase contract. Dave will find you representation for one of the sides because he can't represent both. Okay.
Okay.
And he'll, you know, one attorney will represent you. One attorney will represent the other side. Long story short, we'll get your kids pre-qualified. You buy the house and you get the cash when the loan closes. It's that simple. We got to take a quick break, but Dave Schluter's number 847-525-0445, 847-525-0445. It's really not complicated, Mary. It's overwhelming to you because you've never done this before, right? We do this all the time.
All the time.
This is really a simple transaction. If your kids, your daughter or son-in-law, daughter-in-law, whatever it is, have the capability of getting a mortgage. So they get the mortgage, and you could stay in the basement. It's totally cool, okay? And they get to move out of the basement and upstairs and start rocking in the bedroom.
Lock us in the basement.
Whatever. Listen.
Why are you putting her in the basement for?
Yeah. She said,
it's pretty nice.
Yeah, they got a big house, $450,000. It's cool. Yeah. Now. Right. So you just switch rooms. They get the master, and they get to have some fun. 312, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product.
What are you laughing at?
They get to have some fun. I love
312
it.
Yeah. In the master bedroom. Yeah. 312, you know, out That's of okay. the kids' room and get a That's little more room.
I got five kids, man. I
know.
I get it.
You know exactly.
I'm right. TV Cribs now.
Yeah. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Coming after the break, Jill Van Riet talking real estate. Everyone, but you
stay so cool. This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Jim Work from Silverthorne Homes, Realtor Amy Kite, and Mr. Floor Igor Morak. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. If you're cold and your furnace does not work, call Dykstra Home Services. There's no need to be cold. They could send out a crew and get your heat working again. 1-800-421-3220. More than ever, now is a good time. Great time to have a reliable heating and air conditioning company you could trust that won't screw you when they get out there, because what a lot of companies are doing, they know it's cold. It's 25 and they take advantage of our listeners, but Dykstra won't. 1-800-421-3220. Call them if you're having any type of heating challenges. It's only going to get worse. Jill, let's talk about this market. What's going on? And Jimmy, chime in, because you're in this market. You're in the industry every single day. You see the craziness that's going on out
Absolutely.
There. But what are you seeing, Jill, professionally from your eyes every single day being on the market, especially with this couple that we thought lost the house, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, 2 days later, whatever, they're buying the house. We're closing in 6 weeks, which is great.
Yes. That is very typical. In a nutshell, the market right now is crazy, and it's really crazy for people looking to buy. So that's kind of my buyer beware. It is a very tight market right now, and the inventory, meaning the houses on the market, it's very, very low. So this is not an actual stat, but I'd estimate that for every one house, there's probably a good 10 to 15 people looking for something just like that. So when things come on the market now, they're gone in like a day.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're gone in an hour. Sometimes they don't even hit the market and they're gone.
Jimmy?
We just had a buyer actually that had a similar situation. They came out to see us at our model homes, and they made a bid on a house. They lost it. They got back in on another house. They went through all of this. They sold their existing house. They moved out, and they ended up living in a – it was a finished home, an inventory home. We were able to get them closed a little sooner, but they lived in a hotel for 5 days with yeah. three kids because they had tried to get an existing home until they found us. And, I mean, it is a crazy market out
it
there.
Really we
have, and we've got a lot of people building because of that, because you go – Jill and I were talking about this on the break. You go out and look at 35 homes with your realtor, and you're just not finding what you want. I mean, why not build what you want? I mean, some people think it takes a while and it's a pain, but there's ways to do it now with technology. The things we use, it's not that hard, and you can get everything the way you want it. You know, why mess with trying to compete for a house and overbid and things like that? Why not get everything you want?
Jill?
I absolutely agree with that. I'm a huge advocate for new construction. I actually work with Seathorn Builders too. I'm in Hampshire. And they have one of their communities out there, which is beautiful. And it's, you know, selling out quickly just for those reasons that Jim just stated. It's nuts out there. And why not build if it's not a daunting process like people might think? It's, you know, 6 months to 12 months, and it's very streamlined these days, so it's not nearly as scary as people think it might be. And it's a great option because then you get, like you said, everything that you want, the way you want it. It's brand new, it's under warranty, and it's really a nice option for people.
So let's walk through. A couple came to us, very qualified,
yes.
250 grand plus, 750 and above credit scores, more than enough money to put down. They want to put down 5% so they can invest the rest into it. Rates are in the mid twos on a 30-year fixed loan.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Totally.
And what's happening is we put in, you asked for an offer for like 375. We mm-hmm. put it in at 475 because they could afford it, you know, could have afforded a home up to 600,000 if they wanted to. So what's happening is that anybody that's out there looking between 100, basically $600,000,
mm-hmm.
if you have a good product, it's gone.
Totally.
Once it hits the market, it's gone.
Yes.
It's gone. okay, if it's in good shape. And what's happening is everybody that's out there, there's 8, 12 deep looking for homes in that area, just like you're looking for homes mm-hmm. if you're a buyer. So you've seen everything, and when something new comes on the market, it's like a vulture on dead kill. They're swooping in because Jimmy and Jill, they've seen everything that's currently out there, and they know they lost the other five or six.
Dave, to put that in perspective, last year we started the year with 18 showcase homes. Those are inventory homes. So we build them the way that we think a customer would want them, with popular finishes, and they're ready to go. So if somebody sells their existing house, they can move in 30, 45 days, right?
Sure.
This year we started the year with two, and they're already gone.
Wow.
We can't get them up fast enough, and we got to put in a permit, and we got to go through all that. So, I mean, I wish I had more, but it takes time to build a good house, and then we just don't have any inventory, like you said, Jill.
Yeah.
I mean, the resale market or new homes, I mean, it's just completely changed, and that's even just in 1 year.
And that's like that all over the place right now. All the Chicagoland suburbs are just on fire with I had a client, she was a renter, she used to have a home for a long time, got a divorce, rented for 3 years. She just got her loan approval and decided to start looking again. She had no idea that this was the case. So she came out with her fiance and 30 houses they like to see. All of them were gone. And she had just given me the list 2 days prior. There was two left. We went to see the houses that left on her list yesterday. The first one we walked into was a beautiful ranch in Algonquin. It was perfect. And, you know, this is their second day out looking for homes. So they don't know. That a lot of people aren't expecting this kind of craziness. And it really is. It's like Black Friday stampede. You have to be like the first one there, first offer in, then you might have a chance. But it's like the Wild West right now. And by the time when I stood in the ranch with her and I said, I'm not putting pressure on you, but this will probably be gone within the next few hours.
Yes.
Just saying. And sure enough, she texted me a few hours later, darn it, that house is under contract.
Yeah.
So you just have to be extremely aggressive and also know that there is no real room for low bids right now.
Well, there is. And then you'll be bidding on other houses.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't be confused about that situation. Know that you're going to have to go in at least the full asking price, which makes it a great situation if you're a seller.
Sure.
It like couldn't be better. It will be a little bit better for sellers as the months go on because prices are ticking up, but it's a crazy market.
Igor, you want to throw something in quick?
Just real quick question, Jill. Is that at all price levels, or is that at certain price levels that you're
550 and below? Market?
Yeah. I'd say, and in certain neighborhoods, it's almost irrelevant. What, you know, is it 600 or 700,000 you're seeing bids on?
Wow.
And way over ask.
That's a hot market.
Yeah,
hot market. Really is.
Sold
nuts.
Our house 4 days for 750.
Well, you got a beautiful house.
Well, right. Yeah. Three, well, I had Mr. Floor do the floor. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
224-772-4086.
312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call and text line. Phone lines are lit up. We're going to talk more with Jill, more with Jim. Special shout out to Janice and the it's getting ready for margarita time at the orthodontist. And you know, it's a little weird. You brush your teeth and you get your braces. I've got the Invisaligns going, and then you fire up a margarita. It takes a little getting used to, but I got it down.
That's why you
got
to take a couple of them.
I'm a professional. That's why you need two. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGR.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. We're going to wait for the other experts to get back in. Kim out in Villa Park, how can we help you?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
I am giving a call in today because my family and I were thinking about moving out of state. And so we're trying to sell our home, and we have quite a bit of debt. We have about $50,000 in debt, and we're trying to figure out, do we refinance to get the debt down before we sell, or do we just take the proceeds and pay off and then move on to something else?
That's a great question. Here's a challenge. When you sell and pay off the debt, your credit score, The rate that you get on the new mortgage in the state that you're moving to is based upon the credit score when the mortgage professional pulls it. So I've talked about this hundreds of times on the radio, and I just want to, you know, reiterate it. When do you plan on moving, Kim?
We're hoping within the next 6 months.
Okay. And how is your credit? Good, fair, horrible, great?
So we broke up a little bit. I'm sorry.
Is your credit good, bad, horrible, great?
Okay. So mine, it actually was great, but due to COVID and some unforeseen issues, it's gone down about 100 points. So I'm like mid to upper 600s.
Okay. That's still
and
good.
My husband is about the lower 600s, but it's rising because we're working on it.
Who makes the more money, you or him?
He does.
Of course he does. Great. do you have any, and how much is your house worth?
We're thinking about $265,000.
What do you owe?
About $180,000.
$180,000 and $265,000, so you don't have a lot of room there. Do you have any relatives that could pull out a line of credit against their house to pay off your debt that you could pay them back when you when you sell your home? Right.
It's possible. I'd have to ask around, but that is a possibility.
All right. So if your husband had better credit, right, not in the low 600s, but where you were in the upper 600s, you pop out a line of credit to 80% of the value of your home, right? You could pull out about 30 or 40 grand. You pay off your debt. You're in a much better spot than you are today. Okay, so everybody out there that's like Kim, that's looking to move in the next 6 months, year, year and a half, 2 years, you need to be proactive and start paying off that credit card debt now. I've done commercials on this. We've talked about it on this radio show, on this station and other stations. And when I come in as a guest on other host show, paying off your debt, it's better to pay off your debt and go in with the new house with the lower down payment and 800 credit scores than it is walking in with $50,000 worth of debt with 640 credit scores. Okay, your overall monthly payment will be lower by with higher credit scores and a lower down payment. Okay?
Yeah, that sounds
so here's what I'm going to do. A lot of our listeners think their credit scores is worse than it actually is. I had one lady who thought she was getting foreclosed on because she hasn't paid her real estate taxes, and she thought she had 560 credit scores. It turned out her and her husband are in the 680s, and we're pulling money out to refinance them right now to pay off all their debt and take care of the past taxes and to stop freaking out. So I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product and see what we could do to help you out. Okay, Kim?
All right, sounds great. But thank you guys so much for your time.
Here's what I need you to do. I just need you to relax, okay? I just need you to take deep breaths, and we'll figure this out for you, okay?
All right, sounds great. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Jimmy, let's throw it over to you, because you and Jill were talking about the shortage of inventory and whatnot, and you and Jeremy during the break were talking about shortage of raw materials, lumber and other products, or the increase in the price of copper and other type of materials that go into a house. Igor's talked about the increased cost of wood that's impacting his floors. What are you seeing out there, and how can our listeners get ahead of it if they're looking to buy a home and take advantage of what you do?
It's probably one of our biggest challenges. You know, last year, obviously, everybody went through the challenge of COVID. But coming out of that, you know, we had factories where guys are working 6 feet apart building windows. Well, take half the guys off the line. The windows are now taking, you know, 12 weeks. We're ordering windows before we dig a hole for a house. I mean, that's insane. Yep.
That's
what
market.
We got to do to get a home done for a customer. And so, you know, lumber is also, we've had some lumber shortages. Prices have gone up. And the really amazing part to me is that couple that I talked about before, that it was, I felt bad for them. We did what we could. We were able to move up their date a little bit, but they were worried because they came in and the price of our homes went up, and they thought that we were just trying to take advantage of the market and just juice everybody, basically. But honestly, our lumber suppliers came to us and said, hey, we're going to take a cut, and your price is going up. I mean, it used to cost, say, you know, $30,000, $35,000 for a lumber package. Now it's $70,000, $72,000, $74,000. And that, we can't eat that kind of stuff. We'd be out of business. So the prices are going up. But if you come in and buy a house today, let's say, and that continues on for the year, which it looks like it's going to, I've told our whole staff that's probably going to be our number one challenge this year is getting the materials and the price of the materials.
Yep.
And you come in and buy today, and that same house is $50,000 more. You've got, to Dave's point, instant equity.
Sure.
You know, I mean, you're in a much better position. So that couple I was talking about, they were like, oh, God, it went up with $11,000.
Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm. In the time since they've signed their contract in early January and now closed, I think that was 2 weeks ago, that same house is another $22,000.
Let me add upon that. The market is what the market is, okay? And raw materials are tight, and more people are building homes or fixing up their homes, which is putting pressure on the supply chain, and it's causing raw materials to go up. So if you want to wait Monday, the 1st of the month, and then call back the builder on the 15th of the month, just like if you want to call a mortgage professional on the 1st of the month in the morning and maybe call them back on the 2nd, oh, I want to do something, the market could have shifted overnight. Mm-hmm. It could have gone up. And the rate goes up, and then you're going to accuse the mortgage professional of being a jerk and taking advantage of you. Or it could have gone down. The mortgage professional is the biggest genius in the world. You start screwing around. You're in a world economy with the materials that you're sourcing. That's what our listeners need to understand. When you're buying copper to run plumbing, you're against a copper market that trades copper every single day. So if copper moves up 10, 20, 30 cents, that's a huge move. I used to be in the scrap industry. That's a huge move.
Dave, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, you know, mortgage guys are used to, you know, give it, you get market reports, you get stuff. We have a lumber report. We, for the first time in history, we're big enough, but we're not too big to where we can't be personal, but we're big enough that we have enough size where we were actually buying options. I don't know anything about trading options, but we're working with that with our lumber suppliers to try to protect our customers. I mean, I feel bad, but some little guys can't keep up. They can't. I've got a friend that builds 2 or 3 houses a year. He's a great guy. He builds a really nice house. He can't give a customer a price right now.
Mm.
He doesn't. Market price. He asked me, he goes,
it's like buying crab legs.
What do I do? I'm like, you could buy some options, but he's not in a position to do that. So it's really tough. Like you said, Dave, I mean, there's shortages and things like that. And we're just seeing more and more people wanting to build. And, you know, if we raise our prices and lumber prices change, I mean, Ewer's flooring prices are going up. I mean, any builder, any flooring company, their prices are going up too.
100%. And, you know, one of the things we try to do in an effort to hedge against, you know, the fluctuations in lumber prices is we buy in massive bulk. But again, even the bulk that we purchase all of our lumber in, you know, for flooring, once we use up that raw material supply, on the next reorder, there could be a 12 to 15% jump. And we have no control over that. And we absorb some of it. Clients have to work with us.
You know what you do? Sign the damn contract now. Lock in a price.
Yeah.
And wait for the
cost of waiting.
Yeah.
The cost of waiting and wait for the labor to get caught up with you right now.
Oh, yeah.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, it's a MegaPros call and text line. We're going to take a quick break, but I want to give out Dykstra Home Services. If you're having trouble with your heating, 800-421-3220. Don't screw around with this. It's going to get cold tonight. 1-800-421-3220. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Lisa.
To Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I want to clarify one thing right now because I got two text messages from 847 and 847. It might be the same one. When I said to the previous lady, who makes more money? And she said her husband does. The reason I said, of course he does, is because typically the person that makes the most money has the worst credit, which puts more pressure on the mortgage professional to try to get that person out of the box that they've created for themselves. Instead of calling ahead of time, like I spend bazillions of dollars on radio ads every single month, educating our listeners, don't wait until you're falling off the cliff. Stop the car 40 feet before the cliff to maybe try to get some help.
Yeah, it could have been a guy or a girl.
It could have been a guy or a girl.
It was about credit,
I said, who
not
makes
about
more
income.
I said, who makes more money?
Yeah.
Okay, and if she would have said, I make more money and I have good credit, I would have been great. We're taking your husband with the crappy credit with no income.
Get him off.
And we're going to put him on the shelf, and we're going to put the saddle on you.
Yep.
And now I'm going to get emails about
that. Yeah.
Right, I just put saddle. What, you call them women horses? No. It's just a way. It's a figure of speech.
Yeah.
Don't be so freaking sensitive.
You were speaking technically, right?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Typically, when somebody calls for help, the person with the most money, that makes the most money, has got the worst credit.
Almost all the time.
Almost all the time.
It's strategic.
How the hell do I know? I wish I knew. I spent a lot of money on advertising.
Yeah.
How about this? You're in debt. You know you're going to move. And your credit's getting worse every single day. Why don't you call somebody for help? While you're in some type of healthy situation, that you're not blowing yourself up and making it worse. So for the individuals out there who think I made a sexist comment, yep. you're 104. You're 4,000% wrong.
Yep.
5,000%.
Thank you, okay. Jill. Yeah. It was a question. Who makes more money? That was the question. Yep. And he said, she said, he did. And I said, of course, he's got the worst credit.
His credit's not good.
Right.
Speaking That's all his you meant. Yeah. Yeah. That's all you were saying.
Three. Yeah. God.
Thanks, guys. We just wanted to throw it out there.
Yeah. Thanks yeah. for listening yeah. And the, and the text message.
Three, Dave, breathe.
Yeah.
I'm breathing through my through my gills here. 312-981-7200. It just, you know, it frosts me when people, well, why'd you say that? I'm like, I didn't say that. The lady called in for help. I'm trying to give her help. And unfortunately, her husband with the worst credit, low 600s, makes more money, makes it now more difficult for them
to
get help.
It's a tough situation. We want to help.
All right, Catherine, how are you? Thank you for sending in the pictures of your bath, of your toilet that you called earlier in the show, and we're just getting around to it. Igor, can you help Catherine, please? We printed off her pictures from the text line. She has hardwood floors around the toilet to set it up for our listeners that's separating their space between the floor panels, right? The floor, what are those called?
Yeah, the wood floor slats.
Slats. That's the official term. Can you please help Catherine with her challenge?
Yeah, so Catherine, we received your picture and your text, and you're asking, you know, if this is an urgent issue and if you should stop potentially using the toilet. I would say yes. You should turn off the water supply to the toilet until you figure out what's going on. Based on these pictures and the contraction gaps that I'm seeing, and some, you know, even some of the cupping that's happening in some of the adjacent areas, I would say you have or had an active leak. It's possible that it's only leaking when you use the toilet. It's possible that it's leaking just, you know, randomly on its own. But it looks like it's happening down below at the wax ring level. So you may want to have a local plumber come in and just pull the toilet for you, check the seal, just check, make sure that nothing is leaking, and then allow that floor to dry out, and then give us a call, and then we can come in and help you with, you know, some remedial action.
And really, Igor, that's a simple job for a plumber. That's a an hour job. I mean, you're going to prevent so much damage. I mean, 100%. If that gets underneath the floor, the subfloor, you really got to get that taken
care of. Catherine, we're going to send you RJ Graham's information. He's the official plumber of the show. Okay.
Okay.
And we're going to have Steve give you a call. I don't have the phone number handy. Can you guys in the control room look up RJ Graham right away? Get me the phone number, and then we'll give it out over the air and give it to Catherine as well. And Catherine, we got to jump to another call that's been on hold for an hour. 312. But you only get one Mr. Floor cleaning sample. Nice try. 312-981-7200.
High demand.
High demand. Bob, how are you? Thanks for holding on for so long.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, this is a great show. So we had a really
Don't sound so surprised, Bob. I mean go ahead, Bob. It was rhetorical.
Yeah, so we had a really bad power outage here in Melrose Park. It was so bad. There was 44 houses that are affected over here. We were sitting down to eat dinner, and literally all of the lights in the dining room just exploded one after the other.
Whoa.
And power's out for 24 hours. And when the guys were coming back to fix it up, it turned out that there were four transformers in the area that had blown out. They were changing the meters on like tons and tons of houses because ours included, you know, there was just so much voltage that just came through, like the meter just fried. So that's kind of the scene. And the aftermath in our house was that we had tons of appliances that were completely damaged, right? Like all our TVs, our flat screens, like ovens, every microwave, all that stuff. And in some cases, you could even see like the black marks on like the iPhone chargers where
the cables, the connections.
Yeah, it was really scary. It was really scary because you think about like what could have happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, so now the question here is that, well, okay, so you know, obviously, you know, ComEd has some liability here, and they gave us a claims number to kind of submit the claims to, and so they have this online form where you kind of itemize all of like the different damages that you have, and you can submit it to them.
Yeah.
They have to do their internal investigation or whatever. I'd be very surprised if they said they were not going to give any kind of money for that. But on the other hand, you know, we have homeowners insurance. And so, you know, I'm kind of not sure, like, who to go to, like, to get the, you know, the most money back for, like, the damages that happened.
I'm going to tell you who to call. I'm going to tell you who to call, Bob. Call my boy Jimmy Towns at Allstate Insurance. He's my insurance agent. He's the insurance agent of the show. Jim will help you out, Bob. His number is 630
Okay.
No, that's his cell phone. He probably doesn't want me to give you his cell phone. I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out Jimmy's office number. So keep listening to the show. I'm going to give it out during the break because we've got to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back with Jim Work from Silverthorne Builder. So hang tight, Bob. Keep listening to the show. We're also going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. And if you want to reach out to Steve at RJ Graham Plumbing, 708-743-7426, 708-743-7426. We're going to look up Jimmy Towns' Allstate Insurance Company.
We have an insurance company already, Pekin Insurance, but and so we have a policy, right? So, you know, that's kind of where we're at.
I understand.
But this guy's a pro.
But you're asking an insurance-specific question. And the only person I trust with insurance-specific question is my friend Jim Towns at Allstate Heating and Air Conditioning. That's Dexter Home Service. Allstate Insurance.
Dave, I went through this myself. You got to talk to an insurance.
You got to talk to an insurance.
I'm a pro, and he helped through that at our own personal house.
Yeah.
It's so much easier. I mean, he's been through this. They've got claims.
Hundreds of times.
Yeah. But, Bob, you don't have to call your insurance provider.
No, I'm going to have him call Jimmy Towns. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Jim talking about semi-custom built homes and answering our listeners' questions. And we're going to throw Jill in there as well. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is Mega Pro's call and text line. You are listening to Home Swim Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. If you want to get a hold of Jimmy Towns, Allstate Insurance Agent, to ask insurance questions and have him look over your deck page, he's my insurance agent. He's awesome, and he's a good dude. 630-834-5678. So, Rob, call up Jimmy, 630-834-5678. Even if you have Pekin and Jimmy didn't help you with your insurance, he's a good guy. He'll help you understand what you got going on and make sure you're taken care of. 312-981-7200. And for all of our listeners out there, RJ Grant Plumbing, if you're having plumbing challenges like our good friend Catherine, 708-743-7426. These are trusted professionals that I trust that you could trust as well. 708-743-7426, plumbing challenges. So, Jim and Joe, let's talk about what's going on with the custom home building. The price of homes is going up because the inventory is going down. The price of materials are going up, which is putting pressure on the price of new home builds, and we're seeing that a lot. Randy, a loyal Chicago, Home Sweet Home Chicago listener, sent us a message that we forwarded to you, Jimmy, this past week, called us to ask us about scattered site custom home builds, which I said that's a great question for Jim Work at Silverthorne Home Builders, because that's what he does for a living. And Jill was all excited when you started coming on the show as an expert, because she's like, I've got a lot of clients that could use that material, they could use that product, because the inventory in the marketplace is non-existent, or it's there, but it's basically barely being gobbled up as quick as it comes out. So quickly educate our listeners what scattered site custom home builds are and what your specialty, because that's your specialty.
It's one of the things we do, but we're doing it more and more, and we've got a lot of communities and subdivisions that you're probably familiar with. We have a nice model home at the entrance, and we come in and we might have 40 lots, 90 lots, whatever it is, and we build homes for our customers. They come into the model home, they get to see a showcase of what we can do, all the different options, the customizations, the flooring, all the cool stuff that you can do. But a lot of people have been coming in for years, and we didn't really advertise it so much, and we're doing a lot more of it now, is people would come in and fall in love with the home itself and say, hey, I really love this Bendorf plan that you guys do. I love the tall ceilings. I love the look. It's modern. You've got, everything's brand new. You've got a warranty, in some cases extended warranties on furnaces and things like that. But I don't want to live in this subdivision. Maybe I want an acre. Maybe I want to live down the street by mom.
Or that town.
Yeah. So Randy, I gave that to Jim Delaney, one of our salespeople, and Jim talked to Randy, and Randy just didn't know this existed. So that's why it's such a great question. He just assumed that from our website, hey, it's a great house. I'd love to build it, but I need to be over here in a different school. Different
can you
school.
Pick up the
yeah,
house
yeah.
And
can
move
we
it?
Pick it up and transport it? You can do that. Might be
you
a little,
can do that.
Might be
I've
a little
it.
Messy.
I've seen it.
But we can build. The great news for Randy is we can build that. I'm reminded we have a customer named Christy that we are going to be building a house for. I think we dig it next week, but she wants to be over by the St. Charles area, and we don't have any subdivisions in there. We kind of surround that area, but we don't have anything there. She came out to her model home. She loves it. She was kind of on the fence considering moving out to, you know, maybe Hampshire or Elgin, one of the other subdivisions, but her kids are in the schools. Yeah. She doesn't want to move.
Her friends are there.
Her friends. Yeah. I think her parents live nearby. Sure. So, yeah.
No way.
You know, same thing. She came in her model home just almost a compromise. Hey, maybe I'll move out here. I literally love the house, but maybe we'll move. And then she found out from Jim that, hey, we can do it. And we've got a specialist, Mark, who does nothing but these on your lot scattered sites. So, you know, Jill can help you find a lot. Jill represents a development, Sarah Sun Farms. It's a beautiful development. I live on an acre myself. We've got young boys. It's awesome for the kids to play. But I think of myself. And if you want to build one of our homes, you can put it on Jill's lot. We'll build it for you. You still have the warranty. You still have the experience. You still get to pick everything out. But a lot of people don't know that it exists. And there's a lot of guys I personally know in the industry that are smaller builders. They build 2-3 a year, but they don't have the system and process to do that. We've got a guy on staff that is literally, that's all he does. And he'll go investigate those sites because, you know, Jill, you've probably seen this. You buy a lot and there's a floodplain.
Right.
Or you buy a lot and the soils are bad. Now you've got
a huge factor.
You've got a $50,000-$100,000 lot and you got to spend.
You can't do anything with
it. We had a customer. They were under contract. They had a 30-day contingency period. It was down in Sugar Grove. We ended up finding out in that first 30 days that they needed soil borings and basically pilings.
Wow.
Like we're building out here on Navy
on the
Pier.
Water.
We're not doing that in Sugar Grove.
What does that add to the cost of the
on
build?
That particular house, we got a ballpark because we didn't want to go too far with this before telling the customer. And it was like $42,000.
Yeah.
So they could have bought the other lot they really want, but by the time it was all said and done, they could build a nicer, bigger house on a better lot. You know, but they saw that price of that lot. So I don't want to scare people, but you need an expert to do it. And, you know, you don't want to go with a builder that, you know, hey, yeah, I could build you the house for this price. And then you buy that lot and you find out you got a $42,000 surprise. We don't do that.
Yeah, that's cool. I like
it. It's really important because I know people personally and professionally that saw a lot and they liked the views or the neighborhood and didn't know anything about soil and didn't know anything about the logistics of it.
Well, why would they?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You don't know those things. You just see views in the neighborhood and where you want to be, and that'll work. But there's a lot more involved, and you guys can help guide.
We've got a process for that. So basically, you can tell us, hey, we're looking at this lot. This is what we want. We just had one down in Oswego where they wanted to build on a lot. It was one lot left in a great subdivision. It's a great location. I love it. But the subdivision was originally built with cedar siding. So they thought, hey, do I need cedar siding? So we looked into that. It was a really messy situation. We have a lawyer that looked at it.
Wait a minute.
Old covenants.
Because certain areas require certain types of exterior
and the homeowner
product.
And find that out before you buy a lot. Because
a great
if you
point.
Think you want like a pole barn or a detached
or a shed. You might not get it.
Even just a shed, a 10x10 shed.
Right.
You can't
HOAs can put the kibosh on so many things.
I've seen that.
Correct.
Yeah. So for these people, we ended up taking a little extra time helping them work through this situation. The great news is we were able to get approval, even though the original covenants 23 years ago said cedar siding. It doesn't make sense in today's market. We talked about lumber. I think it was like our purchasing guy figured out $42,000 over the siding we normally put on.
Crazy.
Wow.
There's zero value for the customer in that, you know.
And unless they really love
cedar. And woodpeckers.
And
right. Yeah.
Yeah. Your maintenance every 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, you got to paint it. So we're putting on LP LP smart side. It's warranty for 25 years. It's not going to be having to be painted and knots and all that kind of stuff. So it's just another great example. There's so many like these, and we love helping people. These are actually the ones I get really excited about because we do some really cool lots, some really cool houses.
So if our listeners are looking to build, and buildings coming back, because we basically went 15 years without doing any major track builds.
Well, really buy, because inventory is so low. They might think, oh, I want to buy a house, but halfway through it, they're going to be like, I can't find anything. Yeah. I might as well build.
Yeah, you'll wait 3 months to try to find the house. You would have had your house halfway
through. We're in the same situation. Yeah. We're doing an addition right now, because we can't find a house.
I totally get it. Yeah. So if our listeners want to find out more about you and your product and the services that you provide, what's the best number to reach you, Jimmy, and your team?
815-526-7735, silverthornhomebuilders.com. Look it up. Our staff will help you with figuring out where you can and can't build.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. the first responder spotlight coming up out of the break. We've got corned beef sandwiches. You're all welcome.
Wow.
We're celebrating Joe Brand's birthday month. Yep. So we brought in addition to the first responders spotlight, which is Highland Park Police Department, Steve Geffen from Once Upon a Grill, Once Upon a Deli, Once Upon a Bagel will be calling in. We'll be enjoying his delicious food. And also Police Chief Lou Jogman will be calling in after the break. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Jim Work from Silverthorne Homes, Realtor Amy Kite, and Mr. Floor Igor Morak. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 773. Text message. Straight male in my 40s. Honestly, when I first heard the comment about when I said that, of course, you know, he makes more money and he's got horrible credit. He said, I first heard the comment, I thought it was a sexist joke too, meaning also.
Yep.
Now I understand. So yeah. I'm glad that my explanation.
Thanks, 773.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for understanding. Yep. It's got nothing to do with the color skin you have, nope. Where you're born,
gender,
what relation, yep. what religion you are, what God you pray to.
We don't care.
It doesn't matter.
Yep. Bad credit's bad credit.
Bad credit's bad credit. 9.9 times out of 10, the person that we need the income for is the one that's got the worst credit.
I have no idea why or how, but
it's
that's
just
true.
The way it works
in
out.
My household, same way. Yeah, right. Alan's credit was phenomenal.
I'll give you a perfect
this
example.
This doesn't make any sense.
We were, everybody knows in the show, I'm building a house, I hope to be closing in 30 days. I knew the lender that's helping me with the loan offers a certain type of interest-only product that we don't offer at home sites. So I went to a buddy of mine. Long story short, I knew they're going to be pulling my credit. So I told my wife, I'm like, you know what? I make 90% of the income.
Yep.
If you want whatever you want, start charging it on yours. Don't
sure.
put it on mine.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not a sexist thing.
No.
I'm in the mortgage business.
Yeah.
Okay. It's my income that's going to drive the transaction. Load up on hers because if she wants to be on it and her credit's still good, which it's still good.
Yeah.
But if her credit tanked because she wanted a Peloton, whatever the heck she wanted. No, seriously.
Yeah,
you had to go.
Okay,
she
it.
Started buying couches and, and we get whatever the percentage.
Be a fancy couch. Yeah.
Well, 16 weeks order a couch. Sure. I'm like, start open up credit cards to stay the fifth and put it on your credit card.
Yep.
It's got nothing to do with you know, sexist.
Yep.
It's just got to do with the fact.
No politics. None of that nonsense.
God, it doesn't.
We're just here to help.
312-981-7200. Let's bring up Chief Jogman and bring up Steve Geffen. 312-981-7200. Oh, my gosh. I'm, like,
that's
still
right.
sweating.
Yeah.
We're going to pick up line 7, line 9. So I went to pick up the sandwiches yesterday at 5. And you're from Iowa, and it's perfect timing because you've
got a mouthful.
Full mouthful of a CBR.
It's so good.
Which is a corned beef on rye, because I used to be a waiter
after CBR.
College. The CBR, right? Corned beef on rye. Just think, you know, you're very welcome for all you young waiters out there and waitresses out there.
86 to CBR, right?
86 to CBR. We're out of rye bread. You're going to go CBO. You're going to do the onion roll. 312-981-7200. Flashback 25 years ago. Slinging matzo ball soup and corned beef sandwiches at Ada's Deli back in the day. It's now defunct.
There's an onion roll over there, too?
Yeah, it's an onion roll there, too. We brought one for you. 312-981-7200. Chief, how are you?
David Hochberg. Good afternoon, you and your team.
Well, how was the food that Once Upon a Grill and Once Upon a Bagel and Once Upon a Deli, Steve Geffen and his team over there dropped off yesterday, bud?
Can't thank you and your team enough, David. Yesterday was the perfect day to have lunch and dinner brought in. I got to tell you, Steve, Once Upon a Bagel, perfect choice. Everything was delicious and portable. The officers were able to enjoy a meal out in their mobile offices as it was extremely cold, and we were really busy. Our team responded to a lot of weather-related calls and crashes, so the warm, delicious food kept them going.
Well, we just wanted to say thank you to you. And for our listeners out there, Chief, that don't know where Highland Park is, Highland Park was established in 1869. Mayor is Nancy Rottering. It's in Lake County and some of Cook County. It has a population, Chief, of 29,628 per the 2019 census. It covers the 847 and 224 area codes. Towns surrounding Highland Park include Deerfield, Glencoe, Lake Forest, and Northbrook. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, the house in Ferris Bueller was in Highland Park in the ravines.
Yep.
Notable people Very good.
I think it just sold.
Look at that. With a mouth full of corned beef, he's able to do that. Skills. That's pretty good. Notable people in Highland Park right now who I helped secure a mortgage on his beautiful home, Billy Corgan. Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins. National champion and Olympic medalist figure skater Jason Brown. And actor Gary Sinise from the great town of Highland Park.
Very nice.
So, Chief, I just wanted to thank you, the 55 police officers and 10 civilian support staff that comprise of your organization, for everything that you do. A lot of men and women out there on the police force, all the supporting staff. We're doing this once a week, so everybody could just say thank you to their first responders, because whenever I see a police officer or a firefighter or a medical professional, I always say thank you. Yep. And if they're in front of me or behind me, I always pick up their coffee or pick up their sandwich, because it's the right thing to do.
Yes, sir.
You guys are out there, 12-hour shifts. I don't know what the shifts are in Highland Park, but you guys take care of us, all the men and women, the police. And we just want to say thank you. And I brought Steve Geffen on, who's the owner of Once Upon a Grill, Bagel, and Deli. Steve, how are you, buddy?
I am doing well. I'm telling you, I'm a little bit nervous, though, because I never know what I'm going to get from you.
But, well, brace for impact. So we went in and we're all enjoying the corned beef sandwiches, which are absolutely delicious. And then Steve sent us on our way. I said, I need one of those Leonard's chocolate covered coffee cakes, which Steve provided. He's like, you got to try one of these cheesecakes, which, of course, I didn't eat any of it on the way down, but as soon as we got here, we started powering through it. So I just wanted to thank you for that and give you a chance to thank all of your clients in the Northbrook, Glenview, Deerfield, Highland Park area for helping you stay in business during this COVID crisis that we're going through.
Yeah, it definitely has not been fun, and we do obviously appreciate how loyal and how amazing our customer base has been throughout this whole thing. It's wonderful to see faces coming back into the restaurants and that you haven't seen since the beginning, and things are opening up a little bit, and we can't say how much we appreciate all of our customers and how they've stayed with us and supported us through this whole thing. It's a wonderful thing to see.
And Chief, I know you're new to Highland Park, but whenever you get a chance, when I was picking up the food in Northbrook at the deli, I picked up a roadie of chocolate covered mandel bread, which is absolutely delicious. And I didn't know what a roadie was.
Usually that's like an alcoholic beverage.
Listen, Gentile boy, this is mandel bread. Okay, this is good as gold. So I didn't know what a roadie was until my degenerate, sloppy friend John Cornish, who works with Jimmy.
Yeah.
Told me about roadies out in Iowa. They like to take a soda.
It's food.
Quote-unquote liquid refreshment with them in their truck. Not that that's legal.
Careful, you got the chief on.
I know, that's what I'm telling you.
Chief knows about it.
Well, here, Jews in Highland Park, we go roadies with mandel breads. Right? My degenerate friend in Iowa goes roadie with some liquid beverages. But, Chief, I just want to thank you personally for everything that you do. Steve, thank you for everything that you do to help first responders and all of the food banks in the area keep food rolling and taking care of everybody. And both of you guys are a treasure to the community. And I just wanted to publicly thank you, like we do every single week here. And for our listeners out there, please support your first responders, fire, police, EMTs, and all the medical professionals out there that are keeping us safe and keeping us healthy and keeping us out of trouble. And support your local restaurants, because God knows they need, these family-owned restaurants need our help. And all the food I bring in here, I pay for every single piece of bread, every single piece of food that comes in here, I pay for. Nothing's given to us for free. And I just wanted to thank both of you gentlemen for spending a couple of minutes and coming on so we could thank you publicly for what you do.
David, I want to thank you, and I want to tell you, you may have started something here, because yesterday one of my officers announced he was retiring after 20 years of honorable service to the Highland Park community. So I want to say congratulations to Officer Rob Rubel. But my troops thought at first that lunch was brought in to celebrate his retirement and that we bought it. So I quickly reiterated that it was Team Hochberg and that you wanted to recognize everybody's excellent work. But I think you may have started a tradition here at the department.
All right, good. Well, any way I could help there, Chief. And be safe, and please thank all the men and women of the of the Highland Park Police Department. And Steve, thank you as well, buddy. And some, and stop telling shit. Tell your wife. His wife's got this thing for me, right? And it's kind of weird because I'm friends with Steve. Steve's friends with me.
Yeah.
And our wives are friends. And I keep getting these calls from Shayna Geffen. It's like, enough already.
How about
I'm like, enough. I'm like, I love you. Friendship, personally, professionally, enough. Can you take care of
your
hands, Steve?
You know, that's it.
I know.
Yeah, I will. No problem.
I'm, David,
I also want to thank you, too, for thinking of us for this and also for doing my refinance on our home. It looks like it's finally going to come through, which is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, we're almost done, and we'll take care. That. No problem.
Yeah, you guys. And, Chief, stop in and say hello. I'd love to see you.
We'll do, absolutely. Thanks again, Steve.
All right, guys. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for everything you guys do. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We're going to come back. We got calls lit up. We're going to go right through all the calls. I like taking time to recognize first responders.
Absolutely.
It's essential. And if you see a first responder, just
thank them.
Just at a stoplight. Just give a toot, honk down, roll down your window and say thank you for what you do. It'll make their day.
Yep.
Okay, trust me. They will thank you, and they'll take that back to the house. They'll take it back to the station.
They'll take it everywhere.
They'll take it everywhere.
Positive thing in the day, for sure. All that stuff they got to deal with all day long.
It's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know it's cold out. Give them a toot. Give her a toot. Drop your window. Say thank you for what you do.
Yep.
You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN, the MegaPros call and text line and photo line are open. Is open. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and picture line. We got speed round here. We're all going to take a nap at about 101 with all this food. Holy smokes. And if you've never had Once Upon a Bagel's, Once Upon a Grill Deli's chocolate coffee cake, they bought out Leonard's that went out of business. It is the best. Igor?
I can attest.
Okay.
I
was skeptical, but it's amazing.
Forget about it. I'm telling you, it's you to die for. Jackie and Palatine, how can we help you?
Hi, Dave. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
My question is regarding bridge loans for senior citizens.
Okay.
My husband and I are going to be selling our home that we've lived in for 43 years.
When are you going to sell it?
Probably in the spring. I don't think now is a good time to be having people traipsing through our house. So we would rather wait till April or May.
In Palatine?
Yes.
Would you like to sell your home in about 3 minutes in Palatine?
Well, I'm sure we'll sell. It's all brick with plaster walls, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. How much do you owe on your house, sweetheart? How much do you owe, Jack?
Nothing. We don't have a mortgage.
Okay, great. Do you have a line of credit? Do you have a line of credit?
We have a small one for the local bank, just for an overdraft check, but nothing substantial.
Okay.
Our credit scores are, my husband's is 828, mine's 813.
Okay, great credit.
And we live off of both of our Social Security and my husband's pension.
Great.
We have $475,000 tied up in annuities and CDs.
Okay.
But our goal is to pay cash for something in Ohio. We're going to be moving near our daughter.
Sure.
So the thought is that we would do a home equity line or a bridge loan. I'm not sure, but are we eligible as seniors living off of fixed income to be applying for a line of credit?
Number one, there's Fair Housing Act. You can't be discriminated against age, religion, nationality, handicapped. If you're handicapped, you can't be discriminated against no matter what. Okay, the only thing that matters is this, your credit and your income. Okay, that's it. Your credit and your income. How much are the homes in Ohio that you want to buy?
We're hoping to do a lateral, meaning, you know, whatever we sell this one for, we would buy there, maybe, you know, 10,000 more, depending on my taste and what I want to do to increase it.
Okay.
You know, the house.
How much is your home here? You said 475?
No.
How much is it here?
We have, we're guessing about 350.
Okay, so and you're going to buy something in Ohio for 350?
335 to 350.
Okay, so
we have to cover moving costs, et cetera, et cetera. That's part of the
right?
The decision making.
Jill, they have to, and they also have to cover realtor costs. They've got closing costs with title fees.
Right.
They've got. Is there any transfer tax in Palatine? I'm not sure.
I believe there is, but it's pretty low. It's a pretty nominal fee.
So when you get out, you might sell it for $350, but you might walk away with $300. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So,
and I'm just sorry to interject, but I'm guessing your house might actually be worth more than $350, especially if you're waiting till spring. I'm betting it'll be higher than that, just that the right things are going and knowing Palatine.
Okay. Palatine's hot.
That's a conservative estimate.
Well, we just put a $10,000 bay window in it, and all of our other Pella windows. It's been TLC'd.
Okay, so here's what I would recommend that you do.
Okay. I'm taking notes.
You go to the bank, and I can introduce you to a lender if you need help with this. You go get a home equity line of credit and first lien position for as large as they'll give you. Okay. And then you're going to use that money to buy the other property, and then you're going to have to make up in the difference until your home sells. That's what you do. Both you and your husband have great credit. You said you both have income coming in. You do a line of credit against this house here in Illinois in Palatine, and then you buy the other one. You take all the equity out when you're ready to roll, and you put it down on the new house, and you just you just make up in the difference with a small mortgage on the other side. Does that make sense?
But we don't want a mortgage.
Well, then you bring in the difference in cash for whatever it is, right?
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. So, and I could connect you with a line of credit. What, Jack? Go ahead.
I said, could you please
connect
us?
Yeah.
Either that or our local bank, meaning, the one that we've done all our banking with.
Sure.
Okay.
Listen, if they've got a better opportunity or the same opportunity and you have a relationship with your local bank, then stick with your local bank. There's nothing wrong with that. Oh. But I just want to make sure you're being taken care of, and we get you a Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product or any type of cleaning product. You have different cleaning products, Igor?
We do. They're all listed at MrFloor.com. And please don't forget to use the promo code WGN for a very nice discount on your first order.
But Jackie's going to get a complimentary sample. We have got Alan, Angie, Randall, and Olivia coming up after the break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We are powering through for our listeners, because we just had basically a half a pound of corned beef and each had some coleslaw, some pickles, and some chocolate covered coffee cake. And
Nirvana.
Just for our listeners,
coffee cake Nirvana.
We're powering through. We're doing it. We want to take naps,
coffee,
but we're holding firm for our listeners for another half hour. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line, where you can send all your photos. Try to do that in one breath and came up short.
Photo line.
Got to
work on it.
312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Serving
USA. Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We got speed round here. Alan, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good, buddy. You got a question for Igor. You've been waiting a long time. Thanks for hanging on for so long, bud.
I do, and I want to thank you for putting me in touch with Amy. Had a meeting with her about selling our house.
Oh, good.
We have hardwood floors in the living room. They're carpeted. We're taking up the carpet, and I was noticing when I take up the carpet, there's the tackless strips that I pull up, and they leave little marks in the floor. Do I have to have the whole floor redone, refinished, or can they fill them up and just fix where the tackless strips were?
So when you ripped up the carpeting, did you do you think that the floors are in generally good shape?
Yeah, they look beautiful.
You know, if they don't need to be refinished, then I would say, there is a special putty that we use to fill up little holes like that. And you can actually get them at the hardware store and just go through. I mean, you'll be on your hands and knees. It's not a lot of fun, but you can just take a little bit on your fingers and just kind of pop it in there.
Well, is that a service that you provide to our listeners in case they don't want to do it for a fee?
We can, absolutely, yes.
All right. Alan lives literally 15 minutes from your shop. And I'm going to hook you guys up.
Fantastic.
And you could take care of them. So, Alan, hang tight. All right, buddy?
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks for hanging out for so long. You're awesome. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Olivia, how are you?
Fine. And how are you?
I am fantastic. I'm about ready to take a nap. But I'm here for you for another 42 minutes, Olivia. I'm going to power through. As much as I want to just close my eyes and doze off, I'm not going to do it because of you, Olivia. What's going on? Do you have a question in Libertyville for Igor?
Right. I have an engineered floor, wood engineered floor, and there's a white scratch, maybe an eighth of an inch wide and 4 inches long. And I was wondering what I can put on it to, just tone the white thing, the white part.
What color is your floor?
It's kind of like an oak color.
A kind of a lighter tone?
A lighter tone.
So we get these calls a lot, and you can actually do a little bit of a touch-up on your own, or we'd be happy to come on and take care of it for you. We actually have a special touch-up kit that we would use where we would actually do a color match with certain markers and certain wood putty fillers to try to camouflage that little scratch for you. It's not going to be perfect, but we can do a pretty good job where it's not going to jump out at you anymore.
Well, what can I do on my own? It's not a real big problem.
Sure.
Throw a rug.
Besides covering it, yeah. You can absolutely go to the hardware store and you can buy a set of furniture markers and you're not going to hurt the floor. You can play around with it and you can use your creative, artistic eye to find, the color combination of these markers and try to fill that in. It's perfectly fine to do.
Oh, okay. Thank you. My other question is on an engineered floor, is it good or bad to use a Swiffer to clean it, the liquid one?
Well, the wet Swiffers, what we see is that wet Swiffers will actually leave kind of a haze or a buildup over time. So we don't recommend the wet Swiffers. The dry Swiffers are fine. You can actually use our Mr. Floor wood floor cleaner for your engineered or solid floor. And a dry Swiffer, if you just want to kind of use that Swiffer and sort of discard it, or you can use a reusable microfiber mop or a terry cloth towel. But the liquid that they infuse into the wet Swiffers, really not that great for a wood floor.
We're going to send Olivia, thank you for calling. We're going to send her a Mr. Floor sample so she could try with her dry Swifting mop.
Absolutely.
Do we have a caller from Chicago? Randall, how are you?
Hey, David, how are you doing this afternoon? Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
No problem. I had a two-part question, and Lou Manfredini answered the first part, and he threw the ball to you for the second part.
Oh, great. No pressure. Way to go, Lou. Appreciate that. Go ahead, buddy.
The second part is that to start from the beginning as quick as I can, we had severe damage to our house back in August when we had that tornado in the city here.
Sure.
We hired a contractor. He fixed the roof, fixed the deck, and the last thing was to be fixed was the siding. We have all new siding put on our house. The insurance company gave us a check the other day for $20,000 that should pay for all new siding. He said, okay, we'll sign the check and bring it right down. And Lou says, don't you ever do that.
Right.
I want you to call you, and you can refer me to a title company or a bank, and we can deposit the check and then pay him as we go along.
Yes.
So my question to you is there fees? How much does it cost me? Can I just put the check in my checking account and write him checks? But he has to endorse the check too.
Well, hang on. So you hired one of those storm chasers that we talk about not hiring, right?
A
public adjuster.
Yeah. Right.
Did you sign a contract with the public adjuster that they get a fee for working with them?
Yeah, he got a fee.
Okay, so here's what you need to do. You need to call Dave Schluter, Law Offices of David Schluter, who's an attorney on the show, and Lou is 150% correct, which he typically is, 99.9% of the time. Mr. Manfredini's spot on, and he is again here, okay? But you got to call Dave Schluter, and I don't have, for some reason, his phone number in my...
630-285-5300.
You call Dave. He'll look over what it is, and he'll give you some free advice, okay? Because that's what we do for our Home Sweet Home Chicago and WGN listeners that call in with these type of questions, okay?
Okay, but you don't think we should just put it into a title company and then pay them out of it?
I think you need to call Dave Schluter, who's a real estate attorney.
It's a lot more complicated than that, so Dave's right. I mean, there's lien waivers, there's all kinds of stuff, and if you call Dave's buddy, I think that's the best way. We deal with that all the time on new homes, and you can get burned if you don't have the paperwork right, unfortunately.
So slow your roll there, Randall, okay? Slow down. I just gave you the phone number. That's what you should do is 630-285-5300. The check will be good. You'll be fine, okay?
Okay.
We're just going to make sure that you do things legally in the right order so you don't get your chaps in a ringer there. Okay, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to send you some Mr. Flora cleaning products as well. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. The phone number, the text number, and the picture number is 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call text line. If you're having heating challenges due to the cold weather, and it's going to get colder, don't mess around with this today, tomorrow, this weekend, this week. It's cold. Make sure your furnace is working. If it's not working, call the honest and trustworthy people that work at Dykstra Home Services, 1-800-421-3220. 1-800-421-3220. Protect your family during the next couple of weeks. We're going through some nasty stuff. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Jim had a question during the break. Jimmy, you want to ask Igor and I that question?
You, Jim.
You're here, right? Yeah, I'm not putting you on the spot or anything. Why don't you get closer to the mic?
Who the hell puts chocolate on a coffee cake?
Jews and Italians. Why? Because it tastes fantastic. And we know, you go Google Leonard's Bakery, and you eat a chocolate-covered coffee cake. And you tell me if that's not the most decadent thing.
On paper, I was not going to eat it, but after I challenged you.
Yeah, I challenged you.
And it's not phenomenal? Is it not phenomenal?
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Okay.
Well, he went for second, so you know
I know he did. He was over there.
You enlightened him.
I'm trying to lift the tray for my drive home.
Yeah, I know. Well, for your nap.
Good
in
luck.
312-981-7200. We had a text message here. If I have a home in Palatine that I want to knock down and build a Silverthorne custom home, build on it, would you do that? And Jill was just talking, and you guys were cross-talking when the text came in, so it must be the same person that, you guys were talking about buying a home on a piece of land, knocking it down, then a texter came in Palatine, said I think Sally in Palatine wanted to do that. Would you do that?
I've got a friend, Dave. I grew up in Wheaton. I had a friend that lives in he's got a great career. His wife works. They've got plenty of income. They live in a house maybe 350, 400, right? It's the house they bought. They had kids. They're running out of space. They got a basement that's 6 foot tall. They see my homes plastered all over Facebook. They see the things we build. They're like, man, those are so cool. We love Jim. Could you build us one of those? And they didn't realize. They go, I just don't want to move to Elgin. We don't want to move to Hampshire. And I said, yeah, we can do that. You know, there's this house. I just went on Zillow. Contacted a realtor we know over in that area. We bought the house, tear it down. I mean, it's so simple. It's simple for us, but we can help. That's what we do for a living. We're the experts on that, so we can help you with that. And the homes we build, I mean, there's a lot of guys that build some really nice homes in Chicagoland. They might be 1.2, 1.5 million, but for the average person that maybe they've got an approval for 600, 650, 700, we can build you a really nice brand new home, and in some cases tear down a house. I think this house was like 223 or 225. It was old. The lady lived in it. I think she passed away in it. It was not taken care of. It was perfect for what we were doing, So that's such a great question. And Jill and I were talking about this. Jill's helped other people find houses like that. Just find the one that's a little rough. And even in today's market, it's a great one. Just knock it down and build a new one.
How often do you come across that? And other realtors that you work with come across a home that, we got to sell it to you got to go in there and fumigate the place, and we had a hoarder situation that you can buy it. You're buying the land. You're not buying the house. You're just buying the land. You're going to knock the house down. And up until now, Jimmy will come in, knock it down, turn the utilities off, clean it, dig a hole, and start building again. How often do you guys come across that in your profession?
I'm seeing it more and more because of the lack of inventory, the lack of homes on the market, and people really get tied into school districts and their neighborhood. And sometimes it's just a matter of they love where they live, they just can't do that house anymore. So this is a really good solution. And it's definitely more of the wave of the future with the lack of homes on the market.
Lack of
and
inventory.
It's smarter. It's a smart thing to do. You buy and build an energy efficient home, brand new, custom, and it actually can be more affordable too.
Location, location, location. Just looking at the where the property is, not the home on the property, because the home on the property within a month.
You got to be able to see through that, and not everybody can. But you know, if they're looking at that, or if Jill finds you a lot, we can look at that for you and do that whole pre-construction process, tell you what it's going to cost. Then you don't have to worry about hiring a demo guy, worrying about asbestos.
You do all that.
We do all of that, and we'll give you a price up front. You don't have to worry about all these surprises.
Look at the location. Look at the location. Oh, yeah, and the location.
Yes.
We got Debbie on the north side who sent us a picture of a sink under a granite countertop, a marble countertop, with about 3/4 of an inch space.
Yeah, it looks about
Jeremy
that.
Hogel.
Yeah.
Help our listener out here. Debbie, how are you?
I'm here.
All right.
How are you doing, Debbie?
Great.
She'd be better if she didn't have an inch gap in her.
I know. It's rough.
It's about 1/2 inch, 3/4 of an inch gap towards the back of the sink. The front of the sink is fine.
Yeah, it's so goofy. There's no way that your cabinet has shifted. It doesn't look like it, right? Looking at the backsplash.
No, not at all.
Yeah, so that should never have happened. We could fix that, no problem. We could put some brackets in, put another epoxy seal in it, caulk around the sink. No big deal.
Or you could move.
Yeah, Dave, that suggestion of
moving. We could just knock it down and we'll build a new one.
Yeah, I mean, here, Debbie, we could totally take care of you. No problem at all. That should not be happening.
Well, who is saying?
Oh, Jeremy from
MegaPros. Quite a few years ago, I had contacted MegaPros to do some other work around the house, and you didn't want to come into the north side of the city unless it was a big.
Yeah, our service area every year gets bigger and bigger, so we service your area no problem.
You're covered, Debbie. We got you covered.
847-658-8989.
Not only was Jeremy going to come out personally and look at your sink, we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. Please pick up Debbie and take care of her cleaning product needs. 630 sent a picture, gentlemen, of two small horses in her house that resembled, that she calls dogs.
They're fur cute. Babies. They're furry beasts. Cute. Oh, furry beasts. Got it.
Furry beasts. Yeah. Small, like literally Shetland ponies. And they've done a number to this lady's floor, and it looks like a roller skating rink.
Yep.
Yeah. Igor and I went through this, and I feel their pain. I too have giant beasts in my house. And as far as the recommendation goes, we both agreed. Switching your floor out, although we'd hate to do that, switching it to what's called an LVP, a luxury vinyl plank flooring, would be their best solution. Yeah. Or, unfortunately, get rid of the dogs, which I see is not an option.
Or as David would say, just move.
Or just move.
Honestly, we put those in new homes more and more. We don't even do a lot of hardwood anymore because with kids and bigger dogs, just life, they have some really great looking, right?
Oh, it's phenomenal.
5-6 years ago, they didn't have products that look like that. They do not. I've walked in houses that we're building and I think it's hardwood and it's not. It's really great stuff.
You're so right. 5 years ago, it was a light, medium, or dark.
Right.
One of three colors.
It was the Pergo, the original Pergo. 99 cents honey oak stuff.
It was terrible. Now, you know, these luxury vinyl planks, it's an extruded product. Unbelievably durable. It'll stand up to a lot of these real high traffic areas. It's perfect.
We have 30 seconds for George. You've got hardwood floors with an older dog leaving spots. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Igor, what does he do?
It's tough. You know, if the dog is going occasionally here and there, you know, you can clean that up. But if it's a favorite spot and the dog just loves that spot and just uses it over and over again, you know, urine is extremely acidic. It'll actually eat through the wood fiber. It'll actually destroy the floor on its way down and it'll discolor it. So at that point, if you're at that point, George, you know, you may need to actually have those boards extracted.
It's not there, but... You know, I do catch him maybe twice a week or something like that.
Well,
he has a favorite spot.
Okay, so what you may want to do, you know, dogs love that favorite spot because they can smell the previous time that they went. So you definitely want to use, I mean, you could use our cleaning product just to clean up, but they do sell other products specifically for odor elimination, so the dog can't really...
Phone number.
You know,
If George wants to reach
you. Oh, sure, yeah. You can give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
It's not just animals. Judy Hogel just sent us a text from, I'm sorry. Did I say you're Judy Hogel, from Mexico that her husband Joe has that same problem up here in Algonquin?
Ouch.
All right, we got to take off. Jill, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
They can call me directly anytime at 224-772-4086.
Your father's going to kill me when he gets back. Jimmy from Silver Thorn Home Builders, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they do that?
815-526-7735.
Mr. Floor, Igor Marak. Go ahead, if our listeners want to reach out to
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. 847-674-7500 or online at MrFloor.com.
Mega Pros.
847-658-8989.
Thanks for coming down. We'll see you next Saturday. And if you want to reach me during the week, 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or go to 56david.com. Thanks for listening. Stay warm, everybody. Stay warm, stay warm. Call Dykstra Home Services. Have a great weekend.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Jim Work from Silverthorn Homes, Realtor Amy Kite, and Mr. Floor Igor Marak. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.